You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend?
We did a few things. We hung out with friends on a couple of nights, and my daughter had a little birthday party that she went to, and blah, 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 swim lessons, and blah, blah, blah. The highlight of the weekend, though, was last night. Now, a couple weeks ago, a couple of our friends came to us and said, hey, we purchased Hamilton tickets about 2 years ago, and then the Rona hit, and everything got canceled. And so we have two extra tickets because the other people that were going to go with us at the time can't go this Sunday. And she was like, you want to go? And we were like, hells yeah, we want to go. I've been dying to see this. Mm-hmm. So we loaded up the old family SUV and went down to the Buell yesterday, which I have not been to in easily 2 or 3 years now. So it was really actually kind of great to be out amongst people and crowds and at a fun event. And I will say, hands down, 100%, Hamilton is by far the best thing I've ever seen down there. I mean, wow. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I mean, it has to do with American history, which I kind of lap that kind of stuff up with, you know, numerous creative liberties. But the show, Dom, was just absolutely fantastic, and the music was incredible. Mm-hmm. And we were quite astonished by the amount of dialogue that these actors had to remember, because the show is 3 hours long, essentially. But it's, you know, wrapped basically through the whole thing. And the amount of stuff they had to remember is quite impressive. Now, I didn't watch it on Disney Plus before we went down, because you can go on to Disney and watch it, because I wanted it to be all fresh. So my recommendation is, if you haven't seen it, don't watch it on Disney Plus, because you want to be surprised. You don't want to know what's coming up during the musical. But after you watch it, I highly suggest that you go back to Disney Plus and watch it, and then watch it with the subtitles on, which I know you're a huge fan of. Because it is so fast-paced, and they wrap so fast through it that you lose a little bit of it. I would say that's the only negative critique on it. So I do want to go back now and rewatch it on my TV, where I can really kind of absorb it a little more and really listen to the dialogue and everything.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you gave it two thumbs up, man.
It was so... Yeah, here's a major free plug for Hamilton. I don't even know if there's tickets left, but yeah, just so good. Nicole cried at the end.
She did.
She cried. It gets pretty emotional towards the end, you know, the whole duel thing.
Right.
There is the duel.
That whole duel thing.
With Aaron Burr, right?
Yeah. And I guess my only other critique is, man, I wish the Buell put in more bathrooms.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because when there's
that intermission, little intermission that's like 15
those
minutes.
Lines are insane.
They're stupid long. And when you got to go, you're like, I mean, we're standing in line and they do the bing, boom, bing, boom, you know, to get you back to your seat. And we're like,
yeah.
Well, I guess we're holding it.
You are absolutely right about the Buell and
they
the bathrooms.
They did not put enough bathrooms into that place. I tell you what.
I wonder if it would be tacky to have a whole line of porta potties lined up in the lobby of the Buell.
Or if you could walk outside, you know, to that beautiful atrium area, and there are just all these toilets lined up. You know, they need it.
Maybe they could find a way to artistically dress up the Buell's porta potties.
Yeah, yeah.
So that they look artistic.
Uh-huh. I like it. You know, do some chalk art around them or something like that.
Something like that. Just to dress it up a little bit.
A little bit. So, yeah. Come on, Buell, work on that.
Spot on observation.